Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 102 of Come Lose It with Matt Duncan. That's me. I'm your fucking host. I'm Matt Duncan. This is a health and fitness podcast. It's about getting more fit. It's about losing that weight, but it's also about losing that fucking mind about all the other shit, because I talk about a lot of shit on here because they're connected. Everything's connected here, folks. It's one of the only fast food positive podcasts in the business. We're going to talk a little bit about that, though. I never said fast food was good. I just said it's out there for all the kings to eat. All right, episode 102. Hey, how's everybody doing? How's your August going? We're smack dab in the middle of August. We got 2 weeks left. If you're in Toronto, if you're in Canada, that means the X is starting tomorrow. The exhibition downtown, two-week fair. Jesus, could you imagine? Could you imagine if the X was 2 months and not 2 weeks? 2 weeks is enough. 2 weeks is enough for that shit show. Gone since I was a little kid. If you're going to the X, have a good time. Eat some terrible shit. You know, we've talked about the X food before in the past. When I had a guest on Mr. Billy Hoosh almost 10 years ago now. We talked about that shit food at the X. And I think I'm going to go again this year. I haven't been since, I think, 2016 or so. I think it was the day before I got glasses. It was my last day without glasses, and now I have them, and now they're here forever. And eventually, I'm gonna have some real thick Coke fucking bottles, I'm sure. But for now, it's not too bad. Let's not dwell on that. There's just so much shit in this opening turd, in this mid-August podcast. This is where I start to crave fall. This is the time. And I'm not one of those people that's like, well, summer goes till mid-September. No. I don't run with that crowd, folks. Okay? Summer's done September 1st. Because school's back, the kids are going to school, the buses are driving around. There's no summer in September, okay? That's just a little hot fall, a little early hot fall. That's all that is. And it may very well be, because the weather's crazy. Canada, as we've talked about on a few of the previous podcasts, it's burning, man. It's burning bad. Now the territories are on fire. My wife's got family up in Yellowknife. They're all evacuating right now. They got to leave their homes and hope that they're there when they get back because they are getting hit with that fire. And all we're getting down here is the smoke. Now, I don't know if we're going to get some of that Yellowknife smoke. We haven't had smoke alerts in quite a while now, which has been nice, but it's kind of crazy. Broken records. Maui's burning. Shout out to Maui. Shout out to like episode 22 that I recorded in Maui. Go back. Human Garburetor in Paradise, I think it was called. You can hear in my voice how special that place was. And I think that I recorded that specific episode just north of Lahaina, which is the main strip in Maui that burnt down. This is like, think of any, when you go away to Cuba or Jamaica or any of those places, and they've got that one specific spot where the tourists go, where all the shops are, where you can buy different gifts and stuff like that. It's all consolidated into one area. That's what Lahaina was, and now it's gone. It's gone. The whole thing is gone. It's just so sad, man. It's so sad. And Oprah just bought another 800 acres on Maui. She owns 2,000 acres on this small island. What? Oprah, what the fuck are you doing? Here's the thing about Oprah. I think we all got lost with Oprah being, you know, doing her, when she stopped doing like, you know, midgets marrying, paternity tests and stuff like that because she was part of that crowd. She's part of that 80s lineup, that Donahue, that Geraldo, that Sally Jesse. Oprah was no different. She was just another one of those trying to make her way. But then she got that book club, and then she started doing those interviews with people, and she got held to a higher esteem. But make no mistake, she still got that daytime shysta. Why do you need that much acre in Maui? It's not like she's buying 800 acres in Canada. We got lots of shit up north. She wants to buy a little bit of that bug, that buggy terrain. But she buys 2,000. She's 2,000 acres in Maui. And a lot of the locals there are saying, you need to donate that back to the indigenous people of Maui. You can't, they're all the billionaires and the millionaires. They love to come to Maui and the other Hawaiian Islands and buy shit up because it's beautiful. Look, I've been. As I said, I've been. It is beautiful. But I'd be getting the fuck out of there if I was on vacation. And that sucks because it's not like vacations are refundable. I got to cancel my trip out of respect. You know how fucking expensive it is to go to Hawaii? Goddamn. I've only been on two trips, maybe three, since I went to Hawaii. That was 7 years ago almost. 2017 is on the clock with the government, folks. You know what that means if you file your taxes. 2017 is on the clock. Anyway, I love Maui. I don't know if I would ever go back anyways. My wife and I have talked about this. It's the most isolated place in the world. And I don't know if I need to go back. I love it, but it's too expensive. If I could just hop over anytime I would, but my thoughts are with all the people dealing with these fires because this is going to affect all of us. Those fires are coming for all of us eventually, right? That big, beautiful sun's going to engulf this beautiful planet, but I don't think I'll be around at that time. I don't think you will either. I don't think Elon Musk will. You know he's going to freeze himself. He's going to freeze his nuts or something. That guy's going cryo for sure. We're going to talk about him a little bit later too, that fucking dummy. His shit X app. What else is going on that opening turd? It's the morning, guys. It's the morning on the 17th. I just renewed my 10-year passport. 10 years. Man, when you have something that you renew once every 10 years, it hits a little different than the 5-year when you're doing like your license, your health card, stuff like that. When you got a 10-year, and now I've just experienced my first renewal after doing a 10-year jaunt, you start to think about shit. You start to look at that guy in 2013 and go, man, what has happened in these last 10 years? Where did all the brown hair go? Because my shit got gray. You know, I got some of that gray. I think I got worse during the pandemic. I look like I came back from war when you see those guys with pictures in like World War I before they go to war and then when they come back. That's kind of what I look like. Like, I'm getting way too fucking gray. Way too gray. I'm starting to get to that point where I'm like, am I going through that crisis where maybe I need to start dyeing some shit? I might, we're going to talk. I got a new segment called Ads That Come Hard For Me. Because you know that phone's listening, right? I'm going to play this ad about getting rid of that gray. Coming hard. Think it's bullshit. I think all these products are bullshit, just like we talked about in episode 100, that fucking purple toothpaste. Apparently that's a joke. Works for 2 seconds. Anyway, if you're renewing your passport, if it's been 10 years, do some reflection. Look at it. What happened during that time? Who did you lose? What did you gain? What were the good years? What were the bad years? You know, I love context. You know, I'm obsessed with that. That's why I do this podcast, to keep things in context. Your health, the world, dear God. So I got the new passport, and now what's going to happen by the time I'm almost 50 is when I would renew it. How many more passports do I got left? 2, 3? If I'm lucky, 3. If we're all lucky. So Facebook and Instagram, I'm not really on either, and I don't really get news from them, but they are shutting it down in Canada. It is just, everything is, it's like quietly really fucked up here. My fucking job is gone away. My acting is like piddles. We're in a lockout still. The lockout is still happening. If you're my American people out there and you're hearing about the SAG-AFTRA and this Writers Guild striking, we're not even striking up here. We've been locked out. They are not hiring us. Imagine if they said, we're not going to hire you. We don't want to pay you anymore. That's what's happening to us here. It's been happening for 16 months. That's a long time. That's never happened before in the union. We're in some new waters here, folks. I don't know how this is going to shake out. I am a glass half full, glass half empty. I guess I'm both. No, but I'm a half empty on this one. I just don't know how it's going to play out. It doesn't feel like there's going to be, someone's got to break. Someone's got to bend. Someone's got to give. And it can't be us, because the livelihood for actors will be pretty much gone in this country. It will be gone. This is a long opening segment, you know, a long opening turn, but it's the middle of August and I always feel a bit fucking weird around this time. I don't know what it is about the summer, but it's always a stressful time for me. And it's just like, you know, I don't know where I want to be, what I want to do. I'm having a crisis. I guess I'm having that midlife crisis a little bit right now, because everything's gone to shit. But you got to stay positive, folks, because does it really fucking matter? Does for comfort reasons. At the end of the day, we all end up in the same place. Am I wrong? Live in this fucking province. I don't know if I want to live in this province anymore. If I didn't have family ties, if I didn't have that Michael J. Fox, if I didn't have that Justine Bateman tie in this province, I would be the fuck out of here. We got this fucking premiere. Now, listen to my American followers. I always have to explain this. A premier is like a governor. Okay? Because you guys are like 38% of my listening base here. I want to make sure you're along for the ride. We've got this governor, and he's a pig. His name is Doug Ford. And this motherfucker is a puppet for the mob. Now, I've known that. I've said that since the beginning. I think he's one of those guys where the mob comes to him and says, this is what's going to happen. You can't say no. I don't think he really goes out to seek this stuff. I think he gets wrapped up in it. But all this green belt shit, we've got all this land that we've cornered off so that we don't build on it, so that hopefully that we can have oxygen to breathe one day when the ocean currents stop moving and the oceans go stagnant and all the plankton dies and we have no oxygen coming from the oceans anymore. We're going to need a little bit of that green. I'm going to need a little bit of that tree to sniff. Sniff that fucking tree. So this idiot, hopefully it shakes out and he gets in trouble. Hopefully he steps down. Who knows? Because we're only just over a year into him, folks. All those people who didn't vote gave him a majority with like fucking 10% of the province voting for him? Fuck! Moving on from that dope of fuck. What is all this Taylor Swift shit? All of a sudden, I feel like she's, is she doing like an Elton John tour? Like, is she retiring or something? Why all of a sudden are people going crazy for Taylor Swift? No disrespect to Taylor Swift. I think she's a great musician. I think she has to deal with a lot of shit in her life, about her personal life, about her accolades. But people are losing their shit for Taylor Swift, and I don't understand. People are spending so much money for these concerts. The Prime Minister even commented and tweeted at her. Sorry, I don't know. What is it? X-fist? Is it not tweet anymore? Is it X-fisting? Is that what a post is? Is it a fisting? Because I know they don't do retweets. It's reposts now. I don't know if they know. I can't believe I'm still on that stupid fucking app. I'm barely on it. I'm just on it for sports-related content. That being my own personal joy of hockey, and then the other one, the basketball podcast. Make sure to go to Raptors Republic and check us out. Confederacy of Dunks on the Rapcast. Make sure to subscribe to the Rapcast. I'm getting into some neighbor grass wars, and I'm really, look, I don't own this property. I'm a renter, so I have to do, if you are a renter, you do have to do a bit of a mantra, you know, as they say. Because the neighbors next to me hire some company to cut their lawn, and this guy, I don't know if he's drunk, if he's pissed, but he cannot fucking do a straight line on our property line. It is all over the fucking place. I don't know what, it's been a few weeks, and it's like, do I want to go out and say something to them, or should I not even care on this little, you know, airport strip? This fucking strip of grass that's so stupid. It's just there because, well, the houses aren't touching. So there's got to be this little strip of grass there. I should just let it go. But there's a part of me that wants to deal with it and be like, could you? I don't want to get to that crazy point. See, I don't want to be putting stakes and shit on the property lines, trying to fucking help this person, guide them up the lawn. I'm not going to do that, folks. Last thing I'll say before I come to our new Ads Coming Hard segment. Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, is single. Him and his wife, Sophie, are splitting. Sitting Prime Minister, getting split. I think his dad did the same thing. I tell you, these bad marriages, they are genetic. Thank God I beat it. I beat the genetic bad marriage shit I got from my parents, because damn, they can't figure it out. They can't figure it out. I just don't think they ever had a chance in this world. They had too much that was too good for them, those boomers. Real estate, jobs. It was a fucking prosperity and we didn't know it. So the Prime Minister is single, and I think this is setting him up to not even run. I'm going to say it right now in this podcast. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, before the next election, I think he will step down. And then we're going to lose to that fucking crazy Poilievre. He's going to do it. He's going to do at least 4 years as Prime Minister. But we'll see what happens at the debates, because he said a lot of fucking shit. A lot of shit that if we're the country we say we are, and that shit comes to light, stuff that he's voted on, stuff that he's voted against, doesn't really spell unity for Canada. And then you got the fucking American election coming up. It's going to be a shit show. 2024 shit show. Anyway, check out this ad on Instagram that's coming fucking hard for me, man.
about this company that is selling a gray hair reverse bar. It's going super viral on the socials. And so I was kind of wondering why. So check this out. Basically, it stimulates the natural production of pigmentation in your hair roots. Something I've never heard of before, and it uses 100% natural ingredients, and a lot of people even say that it makes their hair stronger. So it's pretty amazing. A lot of other people are saying that they completely regain their original hair color in just 3 weeks. So look at this guy, for example. All right, look how he was before. Crazy, right? Now look at this other guy. In just 2 weeks, he reversed his hair. Basically, as you age, the activity of the melanocytes, which are the pigment cells in your hair, it reduces. So this causes your hair to lose its color. And this can happen when you're stressed too. So they're geniuses here because the soap is actually protecting and stimulating the melanocytes to produce more pigment so they can effectively offset both the unfavorable genetic conditions and the daily stress.
Okay. Do you see? You see? I'm talking about the gray hair, and this is the kind of fucking ads that I'm getting now. This bar of soap, this magical bar of soap, is going to change the pigment in my skin, my hair. It's going to change that. It's going to take that gray out of the beard. It's going to take that gray out of the hair. It's a fucking joke. It's like we're back. It's the 1800s again, and the magical elixirs are more fucking popular than ever. When the fuck? When the fuck are we just going to calm down?
Fitness update.
Okay, folks. Okay, the fitness update. Guys, I've had the best couple of months I've had ever. Now, you know I use an Apple Watch. I'm closing those rings. If you got an Apple Watch, you know. If you got an Apple, if you do fitness or whatever, you know about them rings. So, I've been working out like every day. Every day I work out. One day arms and legs. Next day chest and back. And then the third day I'll do just some kind of like decent walk. Some type of cardio, give the muscles a rest, and then I start it over again, and I'm keeping that process up. It's been July. It's been now August. I've had a lot of fucking free time because the job that I've been doing for 17 years almost has gone tits up. And I don't know if it's these strikes or what, but, you know, I'm tired of being disrespected in a lot of ways by a lot of different people, and I do have a problem with that. I do hold grudges. That is a flaw of mine, but what can I do? If I don't work out, I'm going to go fucking crazy during this time. I'm trying to figure out my shit, and the best way to do that, best way to keep your anxiety at bay is to exercise every fucking day. Close those rings. Close those fucking rings. Now, in a previous episode, I talked about how on my exercise bike, I'm keeping track of the kilometers. I hit 2,900. We went to Jamaica. Almost got canceled. But I figured that's kind of a weird number. I'm like, well, what is around 3,000? Let's not be weird. What's around 3,000? So I finally hit the 3,000. I'm almost at 3,100. And this is where we are, babe. That's right, folks. That's right. 33,000 kilometers to Albuquerque, New Mexico from New Market, the place where I am currently situated during this hometown stopover. Won't be here forever. Won't be here forever. Could be 60 days away from leaving New Market forever. You just don't know in this day and age. You just don't know, but I finally made it almost 3,100 kilometers, and that takes you to Albuquerque, New Mexico, in a direct line from New Market. Shout out to Mark Margolis, who just died. He played Hector Salamanca on Breaking Bad, the guy who rang the bell on the wheelchair. Character actor, classic character actor face. He died. He's gone. And we thank him for his, you know, his work. Now you're in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery or whatnot. I don't fucking know. But anyways, hitting the bike. I'm hitting the bike a lot, which is good. I'm usually starting every workout with that. And yeah, I'm just keeping it up. I'm feeling good. I haven't gotten on the scale because I feel like I've gained a lot of muscle. And it's probably not going to look that great on the scale yet. But that it just takes time. It just takes fucking time, folks. So things are good.
Health news. News that is health related.
Now, I've got one article here, and then I've got a little video just about, it's a related to fast food. It's just a video I saw explaining where the fries come from McDonald's. I think it's good to know, and it just shows how fucked up the manufacturing process is for all this fast food that we promote and are proud of. But I always say with the fast food, you gotta know the risks when you're eating that garbage. Cause that shit, if the aliens brought anything, if the aliens dropped off anything with all this alien talk right now, it might have been fast food recipes, you know? It fucking might have been. But first we're gonna talk about water toxicity. Something that I've always worried about. I'm not a big water drinker. You know, I try, it's a lot of work for me to drink water. I really have to try. I try to get it in. I have a couple electrolyte drinks, a little bit of that BioSteel in there in a day. Gives me a good liter in electrolytes. And what's important about those type of drinks, those hydration drinks, the BioSteel, is that they got two important things with the water, right? They got electrolytes, they got potassium, and they got sodium. Now, potassium, sodium are what pretty much electrolytes are. Now, if you're just drinking water, bottles and bottles of water, you know these people that drink those big fucking jugs of water, it's not doing anything. It's not absorbing into your tissues, and it's just passing through. You're just pissing it out, and it's not really hydrating you enough. People who drink water like that, it can be dangerous. This mom of two died from water toxicity. She was on a trip. She was out on a boat in the water, and she just started chugging like bottles and bottles of water. She apparently drank 4 bottles of water in 20 minutes. And then she started to get all fucked up. She started to get a headache. She went into her garage, collapsed, never regained consciousness, and died. Now, the problem is that with her drinking so much water so fast, she had dangerously low levels of sodium in her blood. You do need a little bit of that sodium, folks. You do got to have some of that sod. And that's why they say that it's good to just even, if you get some Himalayan sea salt, you just, you know, you crack it up, just do a quick, not enough that you're drinking salty water. You're not even going to taste it. Just a little bit in the water, and putting that sodium in with the water will help absorb it into your body, into your tissues, into everything that needs it, right? It's got to, because if you're just gushing that water, it's not going to absorb, right? So, and there's like all kinds of TikTok challenges and shit, and people are drinking a crap ton of water, but it's called like hypnotremia. Hypnotremia. It can be fatal. It's rare. You gotta do what I do. You just gotta fucking sigh every time you drink water. Then you'll never drink too much. I've gone on some water kicks, but I'm not that big into chugging, hitting like 3 gallons and all that shit, what people do. Don't do it. Be careful. And if you're going to drink a lot of water, put a little crack of salt, Himalayan sea salt, in the water. Trust me, you'll feel better. Now, this McDonald's thing. Listen to this. Listen to this fucking thing here about what happens to the McDonald's fries. How do you get those McDonald's fries, they're the same everywhere you go. They're always the same length. They're delish, you know? Well, listen to this.
And you will find that they're always made from the same potato, the russet Burbank potato from America that's unusually long and difficult to grow, but that's what they want. When you're McDonald's, you like those red boxes with a little bouquet of very long chips. And they further insist that they have no blemishes at all. There's a very common defect of russet Burbank potatoes called net necrosis. And you've seen potatoes with the little brown lines. Well, McDonald's won't buy them. And the only way to eliminate that is to eliminate an aphid. And the only way to do that is with a pesticide called Monitor that is so toxic that the farmers who grow these potatoes in Idaho won't venture outside into their fields for 5 days after they spray. And then when they harvest their potatoes, they have to put them in these atmosphere-controlled sheds the size of a football stadium because they're not edible for 6 weeks. They have to off-gas all the chemicals in them. You go to McDonald's.
Jesus! Those McDonald's fries. Everybody's favorite fucking fry. Very specific type of potato that's only grown in California. Long potato. They like them long fries. They don't want any of that brown on them. They didn't want any of that brown dotty do. They don't want it looking like a 70-year-old tanning. So they spray this shit with a chemical called Monitor that's so toxic. Fucking farmers can't go out for 5 days after spraying. They can't go out into that field for 5 days. What do you think about the people that live around those farms? What do you think about the people that get some of that downdraft from the wind, yeah? Breathing in that Monitor. You think people around there ain't breathing in that Monitor? And then you got to put the potatoes in an atmosphere-controlled football stadium-sized shed? To off-gas the Monitor for 3 weeks and then sent to the McDonald's franchises, sliced up, mixed with the fucking beef. I think it's like, it's got some beef flavor or something they put on it. And it goes right in our belly and it sits there for decades and it's beautiful. It just shows you. It just shows you. This food, it's not real. And we got to be so fucking careful about this shit. Moving on! All right, guys, we're here. We're at the end. We're at the end, my friend. We've got a special guest. You know, I don't usually have like a musical actor or anything that is in studio here because I shoot in a huge studio here in Newmarket. But I got to say, I got a little surprise for you, okay? They're behind me right now. They're listening. They're having a good time. They're warming up. We'll get to that. But in that other shit segment, look, I watched The Poison, The Dirty Truth About Your Food doc on Netflix. Check it out. Poison, The Dirty Truth About Your Food. And it talked about how there's been these outbreaks of things like salmonella and E. coli in food and how it was a fast food place. It was called Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box, are they still around in the States? They're not here in Canada. But they killed a bunch of kids with their burgers because they were undercooked, and they had this type of E. coli that's very deadly, and it killed a bunch of kids. And there was a payout. And ever since, beef, ground beef, has had, like, no outbreaks because they've had to tighten up the industry and whatnot, but everything's now moved to the leafy greens, the romaine, the spinach. And it's not romaine and spinach's fault. They did nothing wrong. The only thing that was ever done wrong was that they are grown right next to the fucking meat production plants, and that irrigation water gets contaminated from the meat, from the E. coli, and then it gets sprayed on these plants. And now these plants are like some of the worst things. It's a real risk. Like, it talks about a girl who ate a salad and now she's fucked. She ate a salad. It's just like, how is this even allowed? America, I'd love to visit you, but you're so fucked up in every other way. Why can't even these little things be done right? Why can't there be romaine grown away from fucking slaughtered, smelly, disgusting cows? Why? Money. Money fucks everything up, doesn't it? So I think you should check it out. There's a couple of places to avoid. Look on the back of your packaged spinach. There's one that I've been using a lot, and I think it's one of these problem areas. So we're going to stop using it. It's like Salinas, something like that. They'll tell you. You know, with all this lockout stuff going on and a new Wes Anderson movie that's been released recently, you just always hear with Wes Anderson, you know, he was always one of my favorite directors, but he's known for not paying his actors very well. Big stars come in. I think Scarlett Johansson apparently made $33,000 to do this Asteroid City movie that just came out. $33,000. She makes millions of dollars. Millions. That's way below her pay grade. Of course, she's a multimillionaire. So, yeah, she could take a couple months off and only make $33,000. But does that affect everybody else? Does that affect us? Is Wes Anderson the original non-union monster? Because there's no way these guys are doing SAG rates. There's no fuck way. Is he doing the minimum? Is he like, I got to give you the fucking min? Or are these non-union? Are all these movies, these beloved Wes Anderson weirdo, arty, farty movies, non-union? I don't know, Wes. I just wonder if it's going to affect the little people, the cogs in the machine, the fucking cogs. What the fuck is going on with the Zuckerberg and Musk fight? What the fuck is going on? See how fucked up the world is? We don't even bat an eye. Two fucking billionaire tech bros are talking about fighting, and they're coming up with excuses why it's never going to happen. Oh, he doesn't want to do that. Are they distracting us? Is this like the alien thing? Are they fucking distracting us while they're doing other crazy shit with their crap companies, with the fucking Facebook and the fucking X? X gonna give it to you. Fucking hate it. Looks like shit. And now they updated the little app logo on your phone for X. It's got a scratch in it or something. Cool. I wonder how many hours and how many thousands and thousands of dollars went into that meeting with Elon. Let's put a scratch in the app logo. Fucking dummies. It's funny how there's all this like celebrity fighting stuff now. This Jake Paul, I know there's a doc about the Jake Paul thing where he's constantly boxing like old athletes, and he's bringing attention back to boxing. You know, it's on the rise again, which it was really down. Everyone's watching MMA and all this shit. So that's why this Zuckerberg and Musk thing is happening, because he's paved the way, this Jake Paul guy, for this bullshit, dumb fighting. Zuckerberg and Musk. Fucking dummies. Okay, guys. I hope this hasn't been too much, a little too crazy. So we're going to, I'm hearing a lot of sighing behind me with the guys. We have a special presentation. We've got a musical guest in the studio. They're going to be singing a cappella They're the band Rockapella. And they will be singing Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. Hit it, boys!
2, 3, yeah!
Well, she sneaks around the world from Vegas to Carolina. She's everything you make her filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on the boat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Steal their soul in South Korea, make it not a good cry uncle from the Red Sea to Greenland. Feel them singing the blues. Will they never rock and saw us? Feel them come from a jungle. The world is
Carmen Sandiego.
She go from Nashville to Norway, Bonaire to Zimbabwe, Chicago to Czechoslovakia and back. Well, she'll ransack Pakistan and run a scam in Scandinavia. Then she'll stick them up down under and go think pocket worth. She put the miss in misdemeanor when she stole the beans from Lima. Tell me where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego.
Botswana to Thailand, Milan via Amsterdam, Mali to Bali, Ohio, oh whoa! Monday through Friday at 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Rockapella singing Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. These guys have great style. The baritone gentleman has a braided mullet. He has a mullet that was braided into a ponytail along his back. These guys are on top of the world. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in, taking time from your busy schedule. But that's it for Come Lose It with Matt Duncan. Bit of a wild one. We got there. We got our message out. And we'll be back at the end of August. We're going to wrap up summer. Summer 23 in the fucking can. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. For all my Stitcher people out there, please... please switch to another podcatcher. I've got like 7% of my listeners come from fucking Stitcher. Okay? You gotta switch to something else. It'll be dead at the end of the summer. There'll be no more Stitcher. Get on Spotify. Get on Apple Podcasts. Get on Amazon Music. Get on Pocket Casts. Or just go to comeloseit.wordpress.com and you can listen there. I post the episodes. And sometimes I write. Sometimes I write. Till next time.